Within the Didache, it says this: if the Spirit brings someone into the grace of God, it is valid. But it is still necessary. Okay, so it says you're baptized. But it is still necessary to have baptism with water and the word as a blessing to the Christian. So whether you've been baptized in the word or fire, in the new living, you still need to have water baptism. Now, let me ask you this. Do you have to be immersed? Well, let's look at this for a second. What's important? The word of God or the water? Word of God. Okay? And it has to be in the name of the triune God. You know, Matthew 28:19, go ye therefore and baptize all nations in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. All right, so to be a valid baptism, you've got to be baptized in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. So let me ask you this, how much water do you need? Got to be immersed? Well, the Bible says running cold water. Does it say you have to be put in the running cold water? No, it means you can get the water out of the water, running cold water. And so here's the thing that we start talking about. If that's the case, what if you were only immersed up to your waist? Is it a valid baptism? I had a lady argue with me one time at Walmart. Of course, I go to Walmart and talk to people all the time. But she said, my elbow was out of the water, so I'm not baptized. And I hit her with that sentence, so what's more important, Word of God or the water? Well, the Word of God. So was the Word of God said over you? Well, yeah. So are you baptized or not? You know, and that's the thing. Many times we get so law-based that we forget the beauty of receiving the gospel. Because remember, we're not saved by what we do. Ephesians 2. It is not by works that you have been saved, but by the grace of God. No, look at what up there, grace alone, faith alone, scripture alone. Well, you wouldn't believe I belong to that Orthodox Catholic and Protestant discourse. The Catholics hate this. Roman Catholics. I should say it that way because we're Catholic too, but the Roman Catholics hate that. Because it doesn't take into account what you are told by the priest. It means that you are the one that's responsible. The Bible tells you. And this isn't meant to pick on the Roman Catholics, because there's a lot of good people that are in there. But if we believe that the Holy Spirit entered us at a baptism, is it that far off to believe that Jesus is also present at this table? No. You know, listen to the proper preface when I do it today, because the proper preface is, you know, with angels and archangels and with all the hosts of heaven. I put that in there because it's so important. It's before we do the Sanctus, which is holy, holy, holy. But the proper preface, listen to it, with angels and archangels and all the hosts of heaven. All right, this is the one place, where not only are we there, but if we could see angels and archangels and all the hosts in heaven are right here with us. And who's leading them? Jesus. You know, I always make that statement, if you're baptized and you believe in the presence of Jesus, you're welcome at our table. Is that something I come up with ourselves? No, it's what the Bible says. And that's the two criteria we have in the Lutheran Church. You've got to be baptized, and you've got to believe that Jesus is there. Okay, but yet, if you haven't had water baptism, but you believe, and you've been baptized with the Word, can you come to the table? Yes. You know, I enjoy having Pastor Don here, because we talk a lot. And he says, I don't refuse communion to anyone. I don't either. If it's valid or not valid, that's up to God. That's not up to me. But then again, too, I don't refuse baptism to anyone. Because if they come up and want to be baptized and be saved. I brought Valerie to church, and we stopped at McDonald's to get breakfast for Valerie. And we had this friend, Crystal, that was there. And Crystal talked to me this morning, and it was really interesting. She says, my daughter has been going to a Baptist church, and she's all about God. And she said, there's more than one Bible. And I said, well, that's true. I said, the original Bible is in Greek. Everything else that we use is a translation. Well, you know, I was told one time at Walmart, well, Jesus used the King James Version. Last year, we just celebrated the 500th anniversary of the King James Version. So what did they do for the first 1,500 years before that? Well, this is going to be the book that you will use later. You see what I'm getting at? Okay. Jesus was the Word. But when we start looking at the Bible, Bible was put together by men. But the thing is, Bible gives validation to the Lord's Supper and to baptism. And I think as I read through my explanation today, wasn't pretty clear? And that's just pulled from the Bible. But it's pulled from Romans, it's pulled from John, it's pulled from Matthew. But many times if I do a search, I use that e-sort. And if I do a search, all of a sudden, all of these verses come up, and it's an explanation popping from all the books of the Bible. And many times I've just used that explanation in my sermon. Why? Because it's there. And I think that's the blessing. By grace alone, faith alone, and scripture alone. All of this started at the entrance of the Holy Spirit into Jesus at his baptism. Wasn't Jesus, but wasn't Jesus already divine? Or what did he have to be baptized? Huh? Well, good. God told him to, didn't he? He had to live as a man. And so he had to be baptized. Remember he walks up to John, and John says, I can't baptize, you should be baptizing me. And Jesus says, no, I have to be baptized by you. Of course, there are two cousins talking. I mean, John's Elizabeth's baby, who is Mary's cousin. I mean, they have known each other since they were little kids. And so when we do this, the Spirit of God entered Jesus as a dove coming down from heaven. And the voice said, this is my Son with whom I'm well pleased. So if God is pleased with Jesus by going through his baptism, isn't he pleased with us with going through our baptism? That power is there whether we recognize it or not. Today, our baptismal font is right there in the center of the church. We don't do that very often, but I think today it's important because that's the start of our relationship with God, right there. And so as you come up today, get your fingers wet and make the sign of the cross. Remember what was done to you so many years ago. Oh, I got to finish that story about Crystal. And she says, I was told I was going to hell because I'm not baptized. And I said, you know what? I think we need to talk. And she said, okay, can I have my daughter there? Oh, no, I mean, I'm not only going to talk with you. I'm not going to talk with your daughter. Of course I am. Isn't it interesting how the Holy Spirit works? It's a power and it's there. My friends, may this blessing of our own baptism remind us that our Savior is with us today, tomorrow, and always. Amen.